Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Thursday, October the 5th, 2023, and I have the honor to have Nicole Powers on with me. And I just want to tell you, I've been kind of out of business for 3 weeks because no internet access. It's a long story, but I got it again, so I'll be putting my shows up. With that said, we're going to talk about current events. What's up, Nicole?
I'm fascinated with all the supposed trials against Trump and how they may play out and what the results are going to be. And I'm very, I'm dumbfounded that there's so many people that don't know the law or the Constitution, and they're defending the process of a president that never took a dime holding his office, who always showed loyalty to the American people, and he's being politically persecuted through the courts via the DOJ, Biden's DOJ. And I find it very heartening that, you know, the American people, so many of them don't know the law, and they don't know the Constitution, and they don't see the hypocrisy of it all. Going after him because he has documents that, as a person that's on the executive office, he has every right to obtain and possess, where Biden had classified documents as VP Biden's Corvette in his garage and other places. And I also find it very, about this over-evaluation of his property. And I just wonder what would be the outcome of Bali.
let's take a look at FEMA for a minute. I'll just throw that out there because you mentioned it. Okay, the Federal Emergency Management Agency was a creation from Iran-Contra drug money laundered through Silverado, Neil Bush director. Silverado's parent company owns BlackRock, Blackstone, basically. And that's, they own the U.S. Treasury and they're the largest bank in the U.S. But here was the deal. Ollie North and Daddy Bush came up with the fabulous idea of creating the Federal Emergency Management Agency to be an oversight over the police departments, the Joint Task Force Group, which is the FBI, along with police departments, etc., the intelligence divisions that monitor people like me and you, Nicole, and other people. Now, monitor the free press that's out here, what's left of it, and talk show hosts and so forth that are being hammered consistently, and whistleblowers, and, you know, they try to murder like me several times. But FEMA was created out of this narcotic money, and they created four tanks that could take a nuclear blast. One of them was for Ollie North, going to lead the command, Colonel Ollie North, going to lead the command, if need to be, during the Bush administration after they got this set up. Now, FEMA was created, so they had the different offices created, they had the different, set up, and they did it all with inside government. They were doing this, setting them up, and they had no right to do it because it was just created out of Ollie North's thinking and Daddy Bush's thinking, and they had no legal right or standing to have FEMA into action or into operation, but they did. And it took them 4 years trying to get the Congress and Senate to pass a bill that said FEMA is in effect and it's a true government agency now. And that's where it came from. It came from a couple drug lords and ones that wanted to control everybody, Daddy Bush and Ollie North. Okay? Thought I'd mention it. So that's where that agency came from. And it is very dangerous because they have the power to do almost anything. Okay?
Yes.
Okay, but go ahead.
I just wondered, if Biden doesn't run, who will replace him? There's all these elements that are up in the air, and you have to figure out, which way is this shit going to turn? You have a president under prosecution in multiple jurisdictions who's out of the polls.
Jim Jordan of Ohio, Judiciary Committee Chairman, and Gates, however you want to pronounce it, they're the two really clean people. And Green, I think Green is her name, and she's clean. And then, you know, everybody else, you can just kind of throw them away. Throw them away. I mean, they're worthless, you know.
They're worthless. And I couldn't listen to some of the responses, especially with Ukraine especially with Pence. It's very disheartening when you know what lies in Ukraine and you have people here willing to support it. And it seems to me that all parties have an interest in the country and they had something, got something out of it. Yeah. Trump's nephew. And what are you doing collecting all that money from all the shell companies that you're forming? And somehow people feel as though nothing that Hunter does has any reflection on his father. But it was his father, most definitely, the government in that country that did the things that he wanted to do there. It was his father that collected 10%. It was his father that started, used a loan guarantee to get the prosecution off his son's back. So how can you say any of the activities happened in Ukraine with no reflection on him? I'm sure he benefited from it financially, as well as his son. So I don't understand how the American people can't see that. I mean, it's...
And what do all the people... And look how many people are dead in the Ukraine.
I mean, it's all like, I believe that war had to come about, Stu, because to cover up the crimes that Biden and other Republicans and probably definitely other Democrats had done over there. And if Biden did not blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, none of this would have, I don't think the war would have occurred. Because Putin had a bone to pick with the dirty elite over here. He was probably saying, well, why should I allow them to make money off of the evil they're doing in Ukraine when they just blew up the pipeline? So let me bomb those labs and those sites and hold their treasure, and I wouldn't blame them. And then Zelensky, his payback was to murder his own people. Because Putin would never kill civilians. He was targeting certain sites that hold the treasures of the elite. And the evil things that they were doing over there, because I heard one of those labs had biological weapons they had planned to use on Russia and their people.
Well, they got those biologicals from K-State over here.
Yes.
K-State, Manhattan, Kansas.
Yes.
They got a big biological lab there. And they also have what's called top secret liquid faction, folks. And that's where they take two machines, and they take them, and they can have two Marines carry a machine, and two other Marines carry a machine, and set them 10 miles apart, and there's a bunch of battle tanks in between, and they turn those machines on. It turns the ground to a quicksand. Just burns, it just turns it. It could drop, if they did it in Manhattan, they would drop all the buildings in Manhattan right into the ground. That's liquid faction. That's top secret. I've known about it since 2007.
None of us can blame Putin for that. Because he's looking at the interests of his people, and those who reside in Ukraine are part of Russia. They have Russian lineage.
And
so
in Ukraine,
they were the ones that were victimized. They were the ones that were caught in the middle. And I really feel that Obama used those people as pawns against Russia. That's how I feel. No noble effort on his part when it came to dealing with Ukraine. Because of the things that they were doing in Ukraine prior to Trump taking office, and I really believe that Putin, Trump's meeting with
You know, Daddy Bush made a statement to Sarah McClendon, the White House grand dam of the Washington Press Corps. I knew her and talked to her, and she even did a story on me when I had to go into hiding from the FBI. They're going to make me a political prisoner. But she asked him, and she wrote about it in a newsletter, and it was always publicized in the paper, Reuters, she wrote for. But she went in and asked him during 1992, she says, George Bush, he agreed to interview her, or, you know, see what she wanted, because he always did that with them, to find out what they're up to, what they, you know. So she asked him, she says, what would the American people do if they ever found out the truth about Iran-Contra and Iraqgate? And he says, if the American people ever found out, he said, they would chase us down the streets and lynch us.
And I really believe it, because they're doing things to people all the time, and they're affecting their lives all the time, and we never hear about it. And I really feel as though the truth will come out. And I just wonder what the response will be when people realize that they've been supporting evil. And I told the person in line that I was arguing with, I should have been arguing with, but
yeah.
How many people do Ukrainians do they have to be?
Yeah.
They cover up their sins.
Yeah.
But that's all that war is. It's a cover-up.
It's for... It's a cover-up. It's greater Israel.
Ukraine war, and it's not happening. It's not happening, Stu.
It's for greater Israel, I call it. The Ukraine. That's where the Khazarian Jews came from that formed Israel in 1947. They came from the Ukraine. And the original biblical times DNA are the Palestinians, the true Hebrews. And they were driven out of the land of Palestine in 47, and 40,000 of them killed and put in mass graves, while these thugs from over there in the Ukraine came over and took over their country and started flying a flag. Okay? They said Israel on it. And they said, this is Star of David. David never had a star, you know? More fraud. But if you look at what ended up happening with Adolf Hitler, General Rafael Atan, and Michael Harari, both Mossad and Israeli intelligence, both of them are dead now, I believe. Rafael Atan may still be alive, I'm not sure, General Rafael Atan. But they were supplying Adolf Hitler with the true Hebrews of ancient time, bloodline, okay, like the Palestinian types. They were feeding them to Adolf Hitler so he could slaughter a few of them and make a big scene about it. But these were the traitors that took over Israel, or took over Palestine, and kicked them out into the West Bank. And that's history. And 92%, there was a professor that made a video, and I had it on my site at one time, but they took it off of YouTube, and I should have copied it, you know, because it was excellent, but... He was a professor in Jerusalem, and he was a professor at a university over here that was a big one, you know. And he did DNA study with $5 million grant on the Palestinians and the Hebrews, or the Jews now in Israel. And he said that 92% of them in Israel are not, they do not have Hebrew bloodline, where 92% of them in Palestine have the Hebrew bloodline.
Also, when you talk about history, I had a report that a lot of this is down to Victoria Nuland. Those who are in power now with the military, they're doing this because they're defending their homeland to so many of the evil elites that are perpetuating this travesty from Ukraine, like Victoria Nuland. This is nothing but a grudge match against Russia for them. And so, they say that history repeats itself. They say that we're still fighting the same battles. And the people who are doing this, they don't care who dies.
No.
They don't care as long as they win.
I call them the 12 disciples of Satan.
Yes.
They're the ones in control of these other people.
Yes.
And, you know, there's thousands of them on their side.
Uh-huh.
But in the control box, like with the economy, now this showed up in 2012 in a general accounting office report. Where they get the numbers from, you know, the IRS and Treasury and everybody. And so they came up with the fact that in 1981, 20% of the population, or 20% of the economy was controlled by 1% of the population. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Then in 2012, they had taken over the economy, basically. And
uh-huh.
then 400 men controlled 95% of the U.S. economy. 400 men. Those were their fronts, their bankers, their different corporate fronts, etc., that they had. And just like BlackRock and the bank, you know, took over the U.S. Treasury underneath Trump because they just took it over. And that's the boys out of Denver, one of the 12 disciples, Larry Mizell. And he was the one that was running Silverado with Neil Bush, director, money laundering. Well, if you ever laundered a dollar of drug money or sold drugs, and you profiteered from it, they can take everything you got. Well, they should be taking everything these bastards have got. But it was 400 men controlled. Now I've heard that they're in control of around the world. There's basically in the control box 1,000 men and women who serve underneath them, the 12 disciples, who are controlling the economies of the world. They're up to 95%+. Now you saw them crater a lot of mom-pop operations during the fake COVID pandemic to get them out of their businesses, okay, where they took over the businesses. So, and if you watch what they do with the pension funds, because they're in control in Denver between Norman Brownstein, the attorney for Daddy Bush, and Millman, my ex-father-in-law, who's the partner at a law school with Larry Mizell, who took over for Millman, and that demon that lived in Millman, that fallen angel who lived for thousands of years before it inhabited Millman, is what Super Spook Otis Johnson told me. And he said, whatever it is, he says, is now inhabiting Larry Mizell because he's the one that was chosen by the other disciples to become the guy because he served them so well. Well, he got in the building business. Right out of law school for a moment, building 10,000 apartment units a year of HUD properties for themselves, not a dime into them. And that's where they formed NBC Holding, the parent company of Silverado Savings, where you would find Neil Bush, Norman Brownstein, and Larry Mizell as all directors there, laundering the Iran-Contra, MENA, Arkansas, drug money from the Clintons and so forth, and all in North and the whole gang. But he went in the building business, and they formed Richmond American Homes. It's one of the top 10 builders in the country. They got General Homes. They got Wood Brothers. I mean, they got a bunch of them that they have just taken over the control box of these building companies. And then they've got BlackRock and the other one running around stealing people's houses, buying up everything they can get their hands onto and kick them out, and then they're doubling the rent. I mean, they're creating an atmosphere that's going to become very, very dangerous here in the near future. And what they're doing with FEMA, and what they're doing with some of these toys they've got, the satellites, lasers, like they did in Hawaii out there. I mean, that is dangerous stuff. And these people are very dangerous. They don't give a shit. They got the law on their side, they think. Like, you look, these hearings they've had up there in Washington, Jim Jordan and others, and oversight committees, and watching the hearings and listening to the whistleblowers, and then you listen to the cover-up meisters, you know, the Attorney General cover-up meister, and you listen to the others, they got excuses for not doing their job. They always have an excuse for not doing their job. And that's just, it's obstruction of justice to its max. And what I don't think the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee have an understanding, that they have more power and they can push the particular subjects right into U.S. court. And they can remove an attorney general in U.S. court. All they have to do is do the proper filing, but I don't believe their aides know how to do it.
When they say the early files and the reminded of the
Yeah. That burst of light, there was a big burst of light in there, wasn't there, Nicole?
Yes, listen, there was a congressman. He was a black congressman. Yeah, there were two of them. One had a bald head, and he was a Maryland representative. I can't remember his name, but there was a woman that worked in his office, and I think this was happened before he died. But her house was hit with something, and it blew up, and it caught on fire, and everyone in the house, I think besides, I think her and her children, I think they had a sleepover that night when they died in the house.
Oh, shit.
If I'm not mistaken. And I wonder, was it the same people? I mean, what was he? I can't remember his name. It was Elijah Cummings, I think. Is he really representative?
Elijah. I remember talking to him years ago.
I wonder, was he into something? This woman that worked in his office, why did he hit her off with something?
Elijah, isn't he dead now?
Yes, he is dead.
I thought he was, but Elijah, yeah, I talked to him once. He actually got a hearing for someone in the DEA for me.
But I wonder what was that all about?
I don't know.
But the house was hit with something. Yeah. It wasn't natural. What happened in Raleigh?
Well, they were sending a message. They were sending a message. She was into something that she knew about. That's the problem. You get to know too much and your library card expires, as Otis Johnson used to tell me.
Yeah, so it's the same people. It's the same people. And what you said is right. It's going to be dangerous. And something has to give, because if the American people can't see what's going on, there's no hope. You know, if you don't know your enemy, you're just a sitting duck, and you're not even protecting yourself. You're not even putting things in place to stop what they're trying to do. And I think if we were all together on this, and we see the threat, and we can act on it, I really believe we could stop it. Like you say, some people have more power, and they don't exercise it.
It is scary. You know, the thing is like General Flynn tells them. I like General Michael Flynn, okay? And, I put Otis on an airplane in Grand Island, Nebraska. It was the airplane of General Michael Flynn. They flew out to Bluffdale, Utah on that trip. He saluted Otis at the bottom of the stairs, and then he turns and salutes me. I was driving his Cadillac, drove him up there. But he's been around a long time. He's been a pretty straight shooter. And now, they murdered Otis, 2017. 2 weeks later, General Michael Flynn is under a false indictment, okay, of which he proved his innocence and came out from underneath that. And that's the reason he's still conserved in the government underneath the Trump, etc. But Flynn says to get out and get to your school boards, start there. Stop this nonsense with the sex change crap and all the other stuff, and cross-dressing bathrooms or whatever, you know, and all the other crap. Put a halt to it and the teaching of the kids this stuff. He says, get to your council member meetings and change the laws. Change what the council's doing and what they're approving in the way of money being laundered, you know, same people, same crap over and over and over again. Start changing things. Watch the budget. Start getting the bad ones out that don't agree with you. You know, push them out. Make a scene. Take the media with you. And he's right about doing this stuff, because that's the way you do make change in masses. So it's something people need to think about. Are you there, Nicole?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
And maybe when Trump is
believe he is, you know, the one that should be in there. That's for sure. He did win the election.
Yes, he did.
And I hope to God he gets in this next time, because we need him, you know. He did a lot of good things for America, and then they turned around, they wrote executive orders and changed it all back to the way it was, satanic. This whole government of ours is satanic in nature. And they worship Satan and the 12 disciples.
Uh-huh.
If people could get that in their mind and understand that, Rockefellers, Rothschilds, you know, Ansar Ben Sharia, the head rabbi in Israel, Warburg, Rothschild, Rockefeller, Larry Mizell, Pope Benedict, but he just recently died and somebody took over for him. And then you got Patrick Wu of China. He likes to live in Dallas and buy up a lot of Dallas property. Let's see, who else is in there? God, I used to remember all 12 of their names, just boom, 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 right out of my head, but I'm not doing it today. But anyway, that's the ones that control the money of the world, and they control the pension funds, by the way, those two attorneys for Milman, Mizell and Brownstein, who Brownstein became CIA director, Daddy Bush's top CIA counsel when he was CIA director in 75, 3 years out of law school working for Milman. Now, those two, Mizell and Brownstein, control 95 to 98% of the pension funds in America. They're in control, the two corporations that are controlling it, okay? And so the deal is they're constantly, this is people working for their businesses, paying into their pension funds, and here the two crooks are controlling their pension funds through two separate corporations, and as fronts, and they're sitting there trading their pension funds on the NASDAQ, folks. It's not a place to play. You'll see always losing money, and has been for about 3 or 4 or 5 years. They're stripping people of their pension funds, then all of a sudden they get a pension fund statement, and here they got $10,000 in pension funds in their account, but all of a sudden their account's showing they've only got $2,000 in pension funds, because they had a big loss of trading this past week, and they lost all that money. That's the way they rob your money. And they're selling off these corps out of the pension funds that they want to dump and get rid of and consolidate them into their corporations, of other corporations. They use a pension fund and the NASDAQ to rob them on the way. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. That is something that's going to become very big soon, because we're going to see a financial shakeup even more so than what we've seen. You hear me? I think that's coming. I'm going to clamp down the gas supply, too.
Okay. Well, that's all I have for today.
Okay, well, you want to take it?
I'm driving out of information.
Okay. Hey, our last closing remark, do you want to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for this season that your will be done in this country. We pray for the Trump family. We pray for the brave men and women in Congress and in the Supreme Court. That if all is not done right in the courts that are unjustly convicting President Trump, we pray that all will be right with that situation. And I want to pray for all the people who are being affected by the policies of the global elite and all the victims of satanic ritual abuse. In their own need, Heavenly Father, protect those dear children. Send them off to heaven before one blade, one knife can ever touch their flesh. And secure them in your heavenly kingdom. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Nicole Powers. Give out your website real quick.
It is witnessspeaks.com, and it's an informal website about spiritual warfare. It has books and resources and my personal testimony on how you can battle the enemy and win. So thank you, Stu Webb, and remember to donate to his channel, and be blessed, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.